This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. We're continuing Mishvor Daf Hashvor. We're up to Siman Kuf Lamed Beis. We are in the middle of the Ramah. The Ramah, yesterday we saw, said, Yesh loymar pitamak toires erev avoyker achar atfila. You should say pitamak toires in the evening and the morning after after davening. We said erev means mincha, not Mariv. V'oimrim tchila ein keloikenu. You first say ein keloikenu. Then you say v'oimrim hashir shahalavim hayoimrim ba'mikdash shachris lava. Then you say the shir shal yoim only in the morning. Says the Mishnah Berurah v'oimrim hashir ayim b'magen ram shemasik dekavanas harama loimar b'chol yoim hashir hashayach la'oisai yoim. Magen Avram says that when the Rama says you say every day Hashir Shalvim Hayim Ba'Mikdash, the Rama is not clear what he means. You just say those words Hashir Shalvim Hayim Ba'Mikdash. What exactly does the Rama mean? Oimrim Hashir Shalvim Hayim Ba'Mikdash. So Magen Avram explains it means each day you say the Shir that Shayach to that particular day. The minog, though, is you say Hayoim Yoim Rishon B'Shabbos, Sheni B'Shabbos, in order to remember Shabbos. Like the Ramban says, there's a mitzvah da'iraisa of remembering Shabbos throughout the week. Rav Shlomo Zalman was noyeg to say before Hayoim Yoim, the pasuk Zachar Siyam Hashav Zekache, I assume, to, as a way of being mechavein to be mekayim the mitzvah of Zachar Siyam Hashav Zekachai. But whether you say it or not, the primary purpose in saying it of Hayoim Yoim is in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of Zachar. Therefore, since mitzvah is Tzrichos Kavana, if you want to get the mitzvah of Zachar Siyam Hashav Zekachai, you need to have that formal Kavana. Now, truth be told, the Magen Avram says that the place in davening to be mekayim Zachar Siyam Shabbos Lekadshoi is in Kriya Shema. When you say, Uzachartem es kol mitzvois Hashem, Shabbos is shakol keneged kol mitzvois. What I'm telling you now is not a chumrah, it is a Magen Avram, that there is a mitzvah da'iraisa that you can be mekayim at the end of Kriya Shema. When you say, Uzachartem es kol mitzvois Hashem, you mekayim the mitzvah da'iraisa of Zachar Siyam Shabbos Lekadshoi. Mishmaru continues, Dahainu Shabiyim Aleph Hoyo Halviya Masharim Ladovin Mizmar Shamasum Loya, Ad Saif HaMizmar until the end of the Mizmar, V'chein B'chol Yom HaMizmar Shayach Loy. Each day the Mizmar that Shayach to it. Aval Ein Kavanasoi Shayomru Mishnas Hashir Shahoyo Halviyim Oimrim. You mistakenly could understand what the Ramah means. Just like on Shabbos we say at the end of davening the Mishnah, Hashir Shahayu Halavim Oimrim Bizmach Mizmachkaim Hayu Oimrim Bayom Rishon Bayom Hashini Bayom Hashlishi. No, that's not what the Ramah means. The Ramah means each day you say the Mizmar that Shayach to that day. Achin B'Shabbos Noigim Oilam Loimar Mishnazu Achar Pitamak Toras Kamoy Shenidfas Basidurim. On Shabbos, the Minog is to say that Mizmar. Now, it's interesting that the Mechaber says you can't leave Shul until you say Kedusha the Sidra. The Ramah says you say Aleinu. Then the Ramah says you say Pitamak Toires. Then the Ramah says you say the Shir Shal Yom. So one thing's for sure. Shir Shal Yom comes after Aleinu according to the Ramah. First Aleinu and then Shir Shal Yom. However, the Ramah is also Mashma that Pita Maktoires is after Aleinu, before the Shir Shal Yom. And that was, by the way, the order in the Beis HaMikdash. First, he brought the Ketoires, and then you had the Shir Alevium. Lamaisa, those who say the Shir, those who say Pita Maktoires, they say the Shir Shal Yom first, and then the Pita Maktoires. Why? That's Al Pi the Ari. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah continues. Shachris Levad. Why do you only say the Shir Shachris? Didn't the Levim say the Shir in the afternoon as well? After b'mikdash shayi armim shira al niske hayayin gamal tamid shabeno arba'ayim. Even though in the Beis HaMikdash stood, they said the shira on the niske yayin, even by the tamid shabeno arba'ayim. Achen mipnei shekama pam ha'kahanim trudim. Because many times the kahanim were busy, the hayu mevi'in hanesachim shabeno arba'ayim balayla, and they would bring the libations of the tamid of the afternoon at night, meaning they brought the carbon tamid in the afternoon, but the libations and the nesachim they brought at night, uvalayla inoimrim shira, and when they brought the nesachim at night, they didn't say shira. So even though, technically speaking, there was a shira on the niske hayayin, on the tamid shel ben arbayim, if you were able to get it in before night, but since practically they didn't always get it in before night, lefikach noegin loimer hashir b'shachar savad, be'eza mizmar noegin loimer b'yomtev l'shir shoyim, which mizmar you'll say on Yom Tov for the Shir Shel Yom, do you say of that day of the week? Or do you say, like the Gra has it, each Yom Tov has a special Shir Shel Yom? We were just in the shul in Vilna. In Vilna, in the wall of the shul, there's a chart of the Shir Shel Yom according to the Gra, of the various mizmorim that are the Shir Shel Yom for each Yom Tov. That's what this Mishnah Berurah is talking about. We don't do that. We just say Hayom Yom Shlishi, Hayom Yom Ravi, but the Gra had a special Shir Shel Yom for each. For example, Mizmar Shir Chanukah Sabayis L'David Arimimcha is the Shir Shel Yom of Chanukah. We just say it because we have no idea what we're doing, but we do both. We do the Shir Shel Yom. But according to the Gra, Yom Tov, the same way Shabbos has Mizmar Shir, L'Yom HaShabbos, each Yom Tov has a Shira. Ve'ezem Mizmar Yom Tov, B'Yom Tov, L'Shir Shiyam Yivara Mirtza Hashem L'Kaman, Ve'Hilchais Yom Tov. The only thing is, the Mishnah Berurah never got to it. The Magen Avraham writes, some places they say a Shir Shel Yom, which is, by the way, based on Masechta Sofrim. But it was not said in the Beis HaMikdash. And in the Ma'aser Rav of the Gra, Ois Kuf Nun Zayin, the Dershu says the Gra brings the particular Shir Shel Yom for each day. Let's jump back into the Maimar HaKadeshim. Let us go to Le'inyan Kaddish. This is on page 28, on the third line from the bottom. Okay, we're jumping back into the Maimar HaKadeshim just for a few minutes. Le'inyan Kaddish B'toich Shiva. Regarding saying Kaddish within 7 days, Oireach V'toishav Shavin B'chal HaKadeshim. Whether you're a longtime member in the shul, your great-great-grandfather started it together with George Washington, and the other guy just moved in yesterday, you're all equal. You don't have the fact that you were there when George Washington ate macaroni in the shul together with your great-grandfather, it's okay. Even though your great-grandfather, your grandfather, your father, they all ate macaroni on that chair, you have the same rights in Kaddish with the guy who moved in yesterday. The Oireach ben Shiva Madcha leben shloshim, a guest who's ben shiva pushes off a ben shloshim and a yard site toshavim. Now, lots of luck pulling that off, right? The guy's a member in the shul. He has his name on the cornerstone. He hasn't given the money yet, but he has his name on it. Yeah, he has his name on the arayin, you know, because he pledged the money. And some guy comes in off the street, he rolls in, he's in Shiva, he gets precedence. There's no membership, no such thing as a member, he's a member. Membership is good, but not for this. It doesn't give you any adifas. So that means l'chayra for the amud, you have a guy, he has a yard site, he came in with Danishes. Each one is there's gold in it. The Danishes, they're not chocolate. There's gold inside the Danishes. Each one costs $700. He's about to park himself to daven for the Amud. A guy rolls in off the street, a homeless Jew, and he's betoch Shiva. He gets the Amud. Ben Shiva Gadol uben Shiva Katan Shavim. Within Shiva of a God, within Shiva of a Katan, they're equal. Va'afilu hachi im yesh oid yard site v'yesh shloisha kadishim. Nevertheless, if there's another yard site and there are three kadishim, oz nidche hayard site legamri. So let's talk about this case. You have a Gadol who's ben Shiva, a Katan who's ben Shiva. They're equal. But if there's another yard side and there are three kadeshim, then the yard side gets nothing. The ben Shiva Gadol gets two, and the ben Shiva Katan gets one. And the yard side, we tell him and his Danishes to go daven across the street. The Yachal HaGadol Loi Mar LaKatan. You see, the Gadol says to the Katan, "Hey, Mr. Katan, I'm not taking your kaddish. I'm taking the yard side's kaddish because a ben Shiva has precedence over the yard side." He says, "Ano loy mimcha kosher kelna kaddish, elamei hayard side shani koydim loy lekaddish v'chanal." Now, as we mentioned yesterday, you're not chayiv limsar atzmai al kiddush Hashem to grab the kaddish. If you're afraid the guy who has yard side is going to make your family have yard side for you because you're insisting on davening for the amud, then you do not have to insist on it. Ben Shloishim, yesh loy kol hakadeshim shechiyav neged avel yud beis chodesh. The Ben Shloishim takes everything over someone in yud beis chodesh. Avel kadesh shel tehillim oisher shel yoyim oishel mizmar shechanugas hu la'avela yud beis chodesh. But the kadesh of tehillim, or the kadesh of the shir shel yoyim, or the kadesh of mizmar shechanugas, which is not a real full meikar hadin kadesh. Rev Henkin says it's just a scheme to get people to come to shul on time, but it's not me'ikar hakadeshim, that kaddish. The only reason we have the kaddish there is to seduce people to get to shul on time. Then, v'chein kaddish shal prisa shema sh'osim ne'a pesach. So for these kaddishim, this belongs to avelim of 12 months. So the secondary kaddishim belong to the avelim of 12 months. The actual kaddishim, namely of Aleinu, the Iker Kaddish Yasim is Aleinu. The other Kaddishim are not Me'iker Kaddish Yasim. The Iker Kaddish Yasim is Aleinu. Mizmar Shir and Shir Shel Yoim and Tehillim are not the Iker Kaddish Yasim. What about Uben Shloishim Yard Site? So let's say you have someone in Shloishim, and then you have a yard site. Yoimer ha yard site kaddish echad arvis uben shloishim shachris umincha shnei kaddishim. You hear this? A shloishim is more important than a yard site. Someone in shloishim is more important than a yard site. So he'll get, the yard site will get mariv's kaddish. The ben shloishim will get one kaddish shachris, two kaddishim mincha. Now, what if the yard site didn't show up for Marav? You'll give him Shachris. But if there are many yard sites, each yard site takes one Kaddish and the Shloishim gets pushed away completely. So that's a very interesting idea, that the Shloishim gets more than the yard site. But if there's only one Kaddish, the yard site could take it. Again, the logic of that is the yard site only has one day. So even though the Shloishim is stronger, but it's more pressing for the yard site. See this? The yard site is a greater chiyuv. I'm sorry. The shloishim is a greater chiyuv, but the yard site is more pressing. Okay, we're going to hold it over here. We're going to start Sefer Chafetz Chaim.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.